BBR Radio. I don't know what y'all listening to, but where we at? Yes. Keanu, let's go. DJ FMI. Yes. Yes. We here. Lee. Let's go.
Keanu, I told you I got you, baby. FMI, I told you we got you, baby.
BPR. Keanu, feeling the queen on it. She's screaming it mean on it. She's swift with a beam on it.
Whoa.
Mean bonnet, flow like a stream on it. Even Mr. Clark Steele wouldn't have a lean on it. Word to my pop, Rubik's Cuban. Cuban Rubik's, I'm damn doing, I'm damn ruined. Half human, 50% cybernetics. Half human, visualizing the past, I'm past you. Beeping this spot, murder down, past you. Funeral is your body viewing is down too. Uptown, heavy D and the boys, I'm damn grooving. Listen to the flow, EMI, Keanu and my DJ, FMI. XM, why the f*** would I be FMY? Upside down, down to the upside I. Keanu and my DJ, FMI, let's go. BPR Radio, DJ FMI. And my girl, Keanu, baby. Tell me what you thinking. What's on your mind? BPR Radio.
Okay, here we go. We're live. So FMI.
What's going on, Keanu?
Like we were just about to say, it's a new day. It's a new president. How are you feeling?
BPR. I woke up. Let me tell you what I did yesterday. I casually went outside, sat in the living room, which is something I never do. But I was getting work done, so I brought my laptop. And I never use Alexa because I feel like we're letting too much technology in our place. But I said, Alexa, who is our president? And it said Joe Biden. And it's more of a thing where people are like, oh, why rejoice for someone that still has... I understand that we all have our skeletons in our closets. But the thing is, I personally did not like the man that Trump was.
Indeed.
And what he stood for, personally, I was still saying. People are like, oh, Kamala, I get that. But I personally didn't like this. And that's all I can tell you. You know what I mean? You can get mad. You can frown.
The same.
Like, I can tell you what I personally don't like.
The same. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one.
But we are live here on BPR Radio. It's Thursday. I feel great, guys. And one of my LEDs went out. And that's crazy. But I'm going to charge on a few. But shout out to everybody that's been, like, streaming our playlist on Spotify.
Yeah,
amazing. I appreciate that love. Keanu appreciates that love. Shout out to all the people also reposting our events. I mean, well, our interviews that we're having. I appreciate that. Syndicate DJs. The list goes on of all the people that we work with and affiliates. And it's a beautiful feeling that when you guys do that, and I appreciate it.
Have so many people that support us that a lot of times we don't even know about, and I always find it to be mind blowing.
No,
because they're just on the low, you know what I mean? Or even like T Money did a distribution list of all of the radio shows he supports. He's always showing us love. Shout out to T Money, he'll be in the building next week. I'm excited about that.
Also, I was doing an event, guys, of course, masked up. Shout out to MJB, his personal chef work is amazing, guys.
Oh, yeah, he's dope.
So I was shooting some behind the scenes footage and someone approached me at the venue and they said to me, hey, you're from VPR Radio. I watch you. I'm like a ghost follower, but I really like what you guys do. And
I support
you guys, man. Really, I've seen you guys come a long way. And I'm just like, thank you. I'm all masked up with my VPR hoodie, but I'm like, appreciate you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean a lot. So it's the encounters like that in 2021 that keeps me and Keanu bringing you guys the content we're bringing you and the guests that we're bringing in every week.
Yeah, because we really love what we do, you know, and I think that that's what makes it easy. Shout out to DJ T-Dub on a check-in. It's an enjoyable thing. We're never here to trash anybody. You know, we drop gems. We have amazing guests. I mean, sometimes when I just look through our old footage or go through our old guest list, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, it's like,
we've done some things, FMI.
And also, for the people inquiring about getting on VPR right now, we have a set schedule where we're pretty booked, but we're also still taking it. Just give us some time to answer back your emails because we love everything that you guys are doing. Thank you. Keep sending music.
Yes, no doubt.
We want to do nothing.
Merch merch. We definitely got that merch up and got, and FMI actually have some music I'm going to put up on Dropbox for you as well. Amazing. To the Spotify playlist. So guys, keep sending your music, vpr.radio@gmail.com. We get your music. Yes, we do play it. We got a lot of emails and a lot of bookings right now. We're booking in July, I believe, or like the last date in June is the only one that's open. So don't come saying, hey, I have something happening in 2 weeks and I need to We're booked and busy. So you're going to need to come with some time and then we'll get you situated. But, you know, we love what we do. We love our guests. We have two very special guests today. Grammy Award winning. They've worked with so many different people. They've been on the soundtracks and they've hit the billboards and hit the ground running.
They created
that incredible song that we played, Everybody Get Up, which is about, you know, getting out, voting, utilizing your voice and standing strong. And collectively, it worked. So we have a new president.
It worked for both sides. We're not trying to be biased. It worked for both sides.
It absolutely does, but fair is fair, and get up out of here, okay?
If you lose, you lose.
Congratulations to President Biden and
Vice
President Harris.
Yes. Can we hit clap for a woman vice president? Like, this is the thing. I want a woman president next. Like, they need to stop. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to work to get her on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that I said that, yo. I swear to God.
We're speaking into existence.
That's my plan.
We are also going to talk about a few topics with hip-hop. Kiana, what's been, you know what? I was having a discussion, right? What, 86 earlier about
Shout out to him, he's dope.
Yeah, he was definitely, we were working on a few things, but we were speaking upon drill music and who actually started it? Because Favio brought up a discussion online. Mm.
And I don't even know. Do you know?
Honestly, it's tough because what do you call Waka Flocka when he first came in the game, right, Kiana?
Yep.
Isn't that like, is that trap or is that drill?
I think they're one and the same, to be honest with you. They're very...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's artists like that. There's artists like Chief Keef that, you know what I'm saying, that had that sound before hip-hop, drill music, what they call it, the Pop Smokes, the Favios, the Coach.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like
even,
that.
So, why can I think of his name right now? Silk the Shaka.
So you see, there was always a different rapper in every like era where they were just totally left field. Like when
something
I first
completely Ludacris, different than what everyone else was doing. Yep.
You couldn't, when I heard Ludacris and I've seen his video, I was just like, "Yo, this guy is
bananas."
Yeah, for me, he brought like a Busta Rhyme element with the video.
Yeah, with the southern swag.
Yeah.
Ill.
That every
Luda's got a lot of people sleep on Luda. Yo, Luda is.
He was a deep.
Luda is nice. And he can act his ass off. He's very, very talented, man. He's got that wordplay, though, boy. He be going in.
No, but Kiana, I must say, though, you ever sit in your car or you sit back in your home and just, like, turn on your speaker and then listen to certain music and then be like, did it age right? Like, do certain bars age different? Because I heard...
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about something that's happening right now, it's definitely going to age differently because it's not relevant anymore. So you know what I mean? Even when you're shouting out the years, like I listen to a lot of 90s hip hop and it'd be like 1991, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, true. But now we're in 2021. So it is different, but things done change.
No, I was sitting there and I was getting some work done and I'm listening to Chance the Rapper and I don't really listen to him too much, but it was a song with Kanye. And he, in the bar, he said, I met Kanye West. I never gone on the fail. And I was just like,
Yeah.
And now seeing where Kanye West is and then seeing what Chance is, I'm just like, did that bar age right? You get what I'm saying? Like, you listen
but
to
But I mean, if you go back to where it is, you can appreciate it that much more because you've seen it all completely go in a different
direction. Because look at the, I can't even quote Biggie right now. And I don't want to mess that up, but.
I'll help you. I know it all.
Thank you. I'm about to, you know it all. But he said, you look so good that I'll suck your dad. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. From me and my bitch. That's right. That's what he said. He said it. He said.
Did that bar age right for you?
He said, when I met you, I admit my first thought was to trick. Yep. You look so good, huh? I'll suck on your daddy. Mm-hmm. He did say it.
Right? Yeah, I was like, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I said when certain bars age differently. Like, that I can still, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's Biggie and.
Yeah.
you know his back catalog and what he's capable of.
Absolutely. And it was just some off the wall shit. I mean, he's, you know, introducing lyrical dishes to your bushes. You know what I'm saying? So, he was all over the place with it.
Yo, it's just like there's a lot of off the wall with all these artists, and that's what makes every artist unique. And that's, I want to touch back newer acts now that like copying certain cadences and sounds. Like this is something I've been pondering upon for a while now. You know what I mean?
Right.
The individuality is still there, but there's a sameness to certain people's records.
Absolutely.
And this is why we have the system on VPR Thursday here, because their music brings a feel-good vibe. It got people to get up and vote. And they have a great message behind their music. That's why we have guests like this here. Yes. You know what I'm saying? We do have other guests that's on the other side of the spectrum.
Yep.
But, well, you know, so.
We have so many different guests. I mean, I think what I love about our guests is they're all different and they're unique. However, they all have a lot in common, which number one is great energy and sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Combine. Nobody ever comes in here with no funky energy. You realize that? Everybody's always
keep that back in the door.
And especially when we have our in-person vibe and we got our wine and our fruit, right? Everybody's always like, this has been the best ever. So it's a whole vibe doing VPR. So we got a vibe with them. And then they're just all extremely talented, whether they're a writer, an actor or actress, producer, you know what I mean? And an actual singer or hip-hop artist. They're phenomenal, and they are very about the people and building community and wanting to bring unity. And so, you know, they're on message with what we're doing and what we bring to the table. So that's why I think
it's definitely. You know, speaking about what people bring to the table, Trump has pardoned a lot of people. It's funny how Trump still gets in the conversation of hip hop. And I'm only bringing him up in a hip hop sense. I try to keep the political side out of it as best as possible.
That's because he went and pardoned Lil Wayne, and who was the other one?
Kodak Black.
Kodak. That used to be Skylar's favorite artist.
What's up?
That used to be Skylar's favorite artist. Myself.
You know what? He's talented, but it's just some of the things he does. I can't get behind.
He's a rapist.
Yeah, he's had many chances. I'm not taking away.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. VPR. Allegedly. But. So it's just what, so you can only have so many chances with it. You know what I mean? Him getting pardoned. Remember, he's still young, but at the same time, some of the things that you're doing, the people you're hanging around, the money you're making, is just influencing a bad lifestyle.
Right. If you're not looking to change who you are, jail isn't going to do you good, and being out and about isn't going to do you good. Like none of it. You know that's the problem with the whole jail situation. It's not like most people come out of there and they feel like, I'll never do that again. If they go in and they're more innocent, you know, and they just made a mistake, they come out much more hard. You feel me? And a lot of times they're then prone and apt to committing some sort of crime that they might not have even done before. So it's such a catch 22. But when it comes to these artists that are really leading the way for so many young people that look up to them. And again, I know we always have this discussion about, you know, artists being put on a pedestal, and should they be the ones that are representative of these children that they should be looking up to, etc. I completely agree. It shouldn't. And that's why you definitely should be limiting a lot of content that especially your small children are taking in. Because when you make them think it's just all good, they look at it as all good. And sometimes they view it as a reality.
And just to touch on that, you have to look at social media and the way we like share content. Now content creators and the influencers, they're cracking down on what we're saying. Hence what you've seen, what happened with Trump and his hate speech. They banned them off. They, you know, it's against terms of use. So now they're cracking down on that.
But can I just
words have too much power.
Let me touch on that one though for a long time. For 1 second. It took 4 years to start shutting down his hateful rhetoric.
When your money's getting affected, it definitely does take 4 years. When you're bottom line and you have the government knocking on your door for something that you created as a passion project that now is a $1 billion company.
They probably should have just shut that down a long time ago. I think it was more for the effort of showing that Biden was in office, and that was the way that these companies showed, because they had been very Republican backing, showed that they were now saying, okay, we acquiesce to the fact that, you know, Biden has won the presidency.
It's a funny situation because You know, before this, politics didn't really resonate with me too much. I didn't try to get too deep involved into it. But
yeah,
where these things are going and the individuals that are carrying out these heinous acts, that's what I'm gonna call it, heinous acts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they act like the next day they forget. Like, oh, one day they're 4 years for Trump. Next day, oh, we forgot. Oh, no, yeah, we have to condemn him for what he's done. We have to bring up these people on charges. This is the energy where I like. Now I finally understand when people say being a politician is one of the dirtiest jobs you can have.
Oh, yeah, politics.
He has taught me that as a young man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I have a bigger perspective now upon politics and what Senate. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad for it. Trump has taught me that.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think that's solely because it was the whole Trump situation and you're like, how the hell did this happen? Or do you think it was also paired with the fact that you were younger then and maybe not paying as close of attention? And then you became a little bit wiser to and more sensitive to kind of what's going on around you in society.
Well, it has to play on both of them. They have to affect one another. You know what I mean? They go hand in hand. So it's more of a thing where if me owning a company at this point, you know what I mean? Both of us. We have to study where the money's going and the tax bracket we're in. If we're not studying, if we're not following where the money's leading, then we're not doing our job as entrepreneurs.
Agreed.
So this presidency now has made me focus more on that. Yeah, I'm making, you know, you make your money while doing your things, but it's more of a thing where you have to watch where your money is being distributed. If they're taking so much of a percentage, guys, I have to know where this is going. You're not going to just take, Uncle Sam can't just keep taking. I'm just like, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean?
What's happening? That's right.
What this presidency has taught me. So it goes both hand in hand. You know what I mean? With my emotions being like, damn, I dislike this individual. And then my curiosity saying, let me go and study about him. Let me study about politics. Let me understand this, that.
Right. Because oddly enough, and you're from New York, just like me, Trump has been a mainstay in New York. Trump towers have been up. You know what I mean? Like I've been to the Trump hotel to VIP parties. Like that was the move. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It
was a lifestyle that represented luxury.
Yeah.
And then he came and became president of the United States. And we were like, we knew that you were foul, but this goes way beyond. Like, you think that you're untouchable, can say or do whatever you want. And just really you don't even have any tact about the way that you operate.
The scary part of it is when he first started campaigning, people were looking at him as more of a joke. And this is where social media tied in, because the memes and the jokes of him attacking people start to catch on. And that share button, that retweet button, is so amazing.
Because mention the Russia memes that were actually created.
So
and distributed using American imagery that they got from TikTok and other forms of things that they own inadvertently and directly. Okay. And creating memes and creating advertisements that were false to get him.
And it works for both sides. So now we're at a point where technology can get the upper hand, even if it's not true. You see what I'm saying? We could tell half truths and push it, even if, you know what I'm saying? If the story doesn't matter, because no one's going to challenge you online. And even if they do, you could hide behind this wall of, all right, I put down my phone. Now someone has to answer to these things. That's why Instagram and Facebook, they're now with the retweet button. They're trying to find a way to implement it so it says, Kiana the Goddess retweets it. So people have accountability for what they're retweeting and sharing.
Right.
This is why you have to study all these things. These are the battles that they're having with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And that's why I tell everybody, even if you're an influencer and a musician or any kind of business owner, know where
even if you're not, if you plan on being that one day, you know what I mean? That scroll through that history is real. So people will take it back 5 years, 7 years and say, well, you said,
yes,
as we've seen with Kevin Hart, like
so many other actors and people in politics, and
artists, absolutely.
It goes on, guys. So it's just being attentive and knowing your business. That's why I'm trying to preach here on VPR and trying to understand. You know what I mean? We all learn as we go. So when you tune in here, you get inside tips and things I learned throughout my life.
That's right. Amen to that. Things that make you stronger and wiser, right?
Yeah, look at that. And hopefully one day if things go bad, you can get pardoned. Not by Trump. Okay. but he really needs to chill with them pardons.
Like Lil Weezy.
Yo, Lil Weezy knew what he was doing, son. And he's just like, nah, I'm going to rock with you when it's convenient.
He was meeting and everything with Trump, right? Yeah. And didn't he have the red hat?
He was understood, man. He knew what he was doing. And,
he knew exactly what he was doing.
Like I said, I'm not gonna knock any man trying to keep himself out of jail because it's not a place that you'd want to be. So don't do anything to get there. I try not to.
Amen to that. Okay, stay away from the crime, and you won't have to do
that. Stay away from the malarkey. What's up, Eddie? 2021. Shout out to everybody watching on Facebook.
That's right.
We have so many of our viewers. So
it's time to do some new things. You know, 2020 put a halt on things for a lot of people. Unfortunately, a lot of people got sick. A lot of people lost their lives. We, you know, respectfully send our heart and love out to them for sure. No. But for us that made it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we made it through some shit. So now we got to show and prove. You feel me? I know you feel me, brother.
I'm about to say at this point, 2021, all we have to do is show and prove, guys. And we're going to keep that going. You know, I was more blown away by this story of Fat Joe and Big Pun actually waiting on a line for Eminem's debut album.
Oh, wow.
And when I heard that, I'm just like, did these men know the legacy that they were going to create starting there? You get what I'm saying? I had those thoughts. So it's just like, they have changed all of their different ways, especially Big Pun, what he did for his community, the Puerto Rican community back.
Yeah, Big Pun is a legend, man.
He did it. I feel like he doesn't get enough kudos. It's like Big L.
Agreed. Yeah. Yep. I agree.
I'm a big Big L fan. Like, the MVP is I wake up, eat, sleep, and breathe it.
Okay. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? You're a Nas, right? Nas fan?
No, you already know.
You see, I'm learning. I'm remembering now. You need to listen to some Reasonable Doubt now.
I have like most of Jay's albums. Like, what are you talking about?
What was the first album you ever bought?
I'm on the first album I ever bought.
Yeah, CD, first CD, first tape.
Damn, I gotta think about that because I made
VPR. Just when we get down to it.
Shit, it would have been somewhere in Tower Records, right? Let me think. I think it was Naughty by Nature.
Really.
Like 93 or 92. Yep. Naughty by Nature, your first joint with OPP and what was it? Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
OPP.
He had that shit with Queen Latifah, The Wickedest Man Alive. That was my joint. I actually did a dance to that in summer camp. Okay. That song, The Wickedest Man Alive. Yep. That was my first tape. My first audio tape.
VPR, we got to start a petition right now to make sure we get let's run up these views to 500 views on Facebook, 500 views across all platforms so we can get the views.
No doubt, we love that. Thank you for sharing. Please share.
So share, please like. If we get that thing to 500 or at least 200 comments, we could get this video of Kiana in her first dance video. That would be amazing if you're up for it. I'll find an old dance video of me doing the Harlem Shake. Like, I got it.
I'm pretty sure I still remember. It was a group dance. Pretty sure I still remember the moves. I'll do it with Skyla.
I used to do dance too because of everything like that. What school I go? PS95.
Nice.
I have to think about my old public school in Brooklyn. But the first album I purchased myself.
Yeah.
Was Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo. Oh my god, that's adorable.
I was in Florida.
Such a little pimp. Even then,
he had the girls behind him. Y'all right. Gotta think about this. VPR, Bow Wow and Lil Romeo, they had something we haven't seen before. Like, it wasn't a rivalry, but them looking somewhat similar and having like a background in hip hop.
That was amazing.
That was a beautiful time in hip hop.
That's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Yeah, it was.
I remember it Takes Two. That's the one that made me buy it. I was like,
okay,
all clean version as well.
Yeah.
That's cool. So,
and usually you probably bought a CD, right? But on the tapes, they used to have the clean and the unclean.
I forgot from what store I purchased it from, but
yeah, it was Tower Records. Tower Records was very, very famous on the Lower East Side. Everybody used to go there for all of the new releases, everything that was going to drop. So that was such a mainstay for me. Like, I bought so many different albums from there.
VPR. I'm going to sit here and say, if I could relive some years in the 90s, but as a man I am now, I want to enjoy the time of not having phones. I want to enjoy the time of actually recording a record and having to be in a studio with everyone. You know what I'm saying? When I fantasize about
virtually doing your verse and then sending it over and blah, blah, blah. Now
it's like, right now it's
so to be together right there.
Yeah. And it had to be right. Like I fantasize about those moments because I'm just like, that's where hip hop for me was just being like solidified as we're here to stay, especially like NWA, like we're here to stay. Like
I always remind people, like, we've only been here really since the 70s. You feel me? We haven't even been 100 years strong in this game. So hip hop is ever evolving. You know what I mean? It's kind of like your growth is from becoming a baby to a toddler, to a child, to a preteen, to a teenager, an adult. You know, I feel like hip hop is still finding our way, but those core values and where we were founded, where hip hop began, let us never forget that. Let us always be able to go back to our roots of hip hop and be appreciative of the founding fathers of hip hop and the ones that really paved the way for us before hip hop could even be played in a club. Do you feel me? DJs. Let us never forget the elements of hip hop, the DJs being one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like round of applause for the
round of applause.
Yesterday, inauguration and happy DJ National
Day.
Older
acts and our current acts also. There's a place for all of us to coexist. You know what I mean? So just like we champion our newer acts, let's champion some of our older acts. You know what I'm saying? And let's stop. 25 is the new old in hip hop. Can we discuss it?
I hate that. Can we discuss it? Hip-hop. It's whack.
Can we discuss whack it?
When you have Ozzy Osbourne and, you know, highly acclaimed, not even just going around the world, because honestly, a lot of our older acts in hip hop do have more of a mainstay crowd overseas because they love that old school hip hop feel. However, when it comes to the element of like being able to stay here and move the American crowd and remain highly visible in the commercial market, why are they able to do it in their 70s and 60s and it's fully accepted because they're making rock music?
You know what it's
wasn't rock music even stolen from black people?
Well, we won't even get into that. We can get into it before our guests get here, but let's look at it like this. Most hip hop musicians, where they come from? The hood. So they have the crab in a barrel mentality is already instilled there from the origin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when they bring it to the hip hop game, it's I need to beat the brother next to me, not work with the brother next to me, because he's trying to steal the little that I've got. You know what I'm saying?
And so feel like it's a product of our artists not being able to come together and build a real community, so that they can have, they can solidify themselves and keep it that way, like Jay-Z has?
Not so much as of now, because I feel like Atlanta has helped a lot with that, and the South in general, sorry, not to say Atlanta, the South has helped a lot as far as like unifying artists, because then we've seen them working together, where in the East with us, it was more of like, they still had their cliques, like the Rough Riders, you know, and things like that. But they were all still put up against one another. You know what I mean? Your enemy was living in a building next to you. It's different from when you're down south and they're in a whole other county, or, you know, how they separated it. So
I definitely agree with that.
You get what I'm saying?
Mike has just joined us.
That's great.
Should we bring him in? Should we just bring him right into the conversation?
Gentlemen,
we have Mike Murphy from The System. I know that Dave should be joining us soon.
Yeah.
I am going to add him. Hey, Mike.
Good. How's everything with you guys?
We're great. How about you?
Hey, I'm ready for this 2021.
I know that's right. How are you feeling? Did you watch the inauguration?
Yeah, not so much. I'm working on music, so I watched a bunch of it, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a new beginning. You know, a lot of things are changing. We were just talking about your song and, you know, how influential it was, and we were happy to be able to debut it over here on VPR Radio.
Absolutely. I want to thank you guys very much. I really appreciate your support and, you know, hopefully we turned a few votes blue.
I got on here and that's the first thing I said. I'm like, they got out and voted, and that's what we wanted, even if they voted for the other side.
Everybody got up.
Song, you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, I completely agree. So tell us about what you're working on.
Well, we're working on a new System album. The album's called Time Stretching. We're kind of closing in on it. We have most of the songs, just doing the fine tuning and getting ready to start mixing. And we're hoping we can get it out in April.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration? This is the first album you guys have done since what? Together since the 90s?
No, we've had three other records since we had Yeah, I think 2013 was our last full length record.
Okay.
And it's still, you know, 6 years, but it takes a while to write.
Yeah, of course.
It takes
and you guys time. Don't always work together because you're always working on different projects and
right, but we work, you know, we work together all actually a lot more than you would think. We're like brothers. I mean, we work
yeah, on, I love it.
We work on a lot of music and we never stop working on music, but the last couple of years we've just been kind of sending songs back and forth to each other to work. You know, he'll send me maybe his inspiration, I'll send him some of mine, okay. And then in return I'll send it back and
get together.
At this point now, we're getting close to closing in on an album worth of material.
That's awesome. That's so tell awesome. Us a little bit about that process. Like, how do you start your journey toward getting your album together? And where do you draw your inspiration from?
Yeah, for us, it's mainly we get inspired by the music. So we, like I said, tracks back and forth. We make little steps in those tracks, maybe give it a direction. I'll send it back to David. He'll add something, he'll send it back to me. We work in the same recording program, so it's easy to change the idea. And it can take a while because sometimes there are things that I get sent that I don't quite have the answer for. It's I look at it as each song is like an experiment. And I'm trying to take elements of the past, but also elements of our future and include them. So it's kind of a it's like cooking. It's like cooking, you know. You know, mama made macaroni and cheese, but you want to try using a little bear cheese. You know, you want to try using a little bread. You know, you're like,
yeah.
You're going to mix that's it right. up. You're
gonna
mix
and it you got to give it time to cook and marinate in the flavor. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. So we have the concept for the album. You know, we basically are time stretching the music that we did from the beginning to where we are now. So we have little bits of everything that we've picked up along the way, culminating in this album called Time Stretching.
I love it. I can't wait to hear it.
It's I'm really excited about it. Really excited. Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
Yep.
Yeah, so excited.
Now the next project that you guys have coming out, right? The next single, I would say, the feel of it. Can you explain? Because I get a lot of feel from your music. So that's why I love the energy that you guys give off from what you guys create when you're together. And I think it's amazing. And I want some of our viewers to, of course, get a vibe for more of that feeling that you guys create when you're in the studio, you know?
So, look, we have a lot of it starts mid-tempo, but with beats, you know, hard kind of, like Don't Disturb This Groove was really our version of a ballad, but it had a hard beat.
Okay.
And then we also like spiky.
My favorite.
We like spiky electronic things like You're In My System. But then there's another side of us that's like the Pleasure Seekers, which rocks. I don't know if you know that song, the Pleasure Seekers. Yeah. It's more of a rock. It's like a sample rock guitar. So we have like, you know, we kind of span the gamut of interests. I listen to a lot of alternative music, you know, 92 FM. But still we have a lot of influences. That's R&B. And we want to always keep moving forward. I mean, I hate repeating ourselves, you know, it kind of gets a little
boring. Yeah.
So I'm
always looking to add some. I want it to be smooth with a cup of strange.
I love it. I'm such a bird. I love a little strange.
Yep.
A little strange in my tea.
Let's keep it spicy. Let's not let this let this get boring. So
How many tracks are on the EP?
Well, it's an album. It's going to be an album.
Yeah.
12. I mean, we've written probably 13, 14 things, and we're just kind of fine-tuning it. And then we also want to make a cohesive project that kind of bridges the gap. It starts from a beginning and takes us to now and in the future. But we have a few songs that are very futuristic sounding, but sounding. And we have things that harken back to the early days of the system, you know, in times of passion, You're In My System.
Yeah.
And we're always buying new gear. So when you buy new gear, new electric, new effects,
it inspires
you. Sometimes just the sound will inspire a song. So we have a lot of fun. I mean, it's really, we look at it as an experiment, and some songs are instantly instantly correct and mm-hmm. instantly you know where you're going to go. But yeah. others, you're like, you're just, I mean, I remember working on one lyric recently for like a month.
Yeah. I'm not that's working a problem.
A month.
A month.
It's like redoing. I know the energy's not mm-hmm. right. Let me change
Speak
this.
Make it a little more.
Yep. And then you find one thing that's the key. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was one song we were working on, and David sent me the track. I was working on it. And then I discovered, wow, this song is an E flat major. Let me see. Oh, I can go here with it. You know, a lot of times R&B songs you think of it in minor keys, and it makes a yeah. difference how you approach it. But yeah. literally, I worked on the song for a month. My wife thought I had lost my... but
it's
I didn't. It's so dope. It's called Friction. You'll hear okay. it. It's on the new album. But
so
I actually thought I lost.
We'll be waiting to get it. I'm happy it's 12 songs because FMI knows. What's the average length of an album these days? 7 songs?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Are we speaking about current times?
Sometimes I'm talking about these current songs. Albums. Yeah.
Oh, normally 24, 32. You know what I'm saying? He said 12. I was happy at that. I'm like, what are we talking about here? We doing
shit. No, I'm talking about these new artists. Like the new average length is like 7 or 8 songs. They've scaled back so much on the amount of content that they give you.
Right. So some songs I've noticed, I mean, because I do listen to a lot of music, but not for long, because I'll listen to it and I'll be like, oh,
I'm inspired.
I hear something. Oh,
yeah. I love it.
So there are some songs that are like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
And actually, I worked for a while to try and see how short we can make the songs. I did that. And I spent about a week, you know, like editing and condensing and seeing what if I did this and what if I did that to really get them really tight. You know, we had a song.
And what's your average length?
Well, average length I would say is like 4 minutes.
Okay.
We have one that we experimented and got down to 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Okay.
And I can even get it
down to 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah. So that, I mean, even that, that's an art form. It really is.
It's true.
And I'm noticing a lot, the thing that's different in a lot of the current music is there are no changes.
Yeah.
It's stagnant.
There's no bridge. There's no pre-chorus.
Oh my God. I love a pre-chorus. Oh, Mike.
And I love a bridge. And I love a C-section. I love the part that comes after the chorus too.
Yes.
So it's kind of been really a lot of experimentation, and we call it distillation, where you have this piece and you're trying to reduce it. You're trying to concentrate the flavor. You know, you know what I'm saying? You're concentrating the flavor over time. It's like when you're cooking. Yeah.
It's like you're making it into a bouillon.
He's low-key a cook, too. The way you're using flavors, I'm just like, your food must be great, too, because the way you're breaking it down, you're using the references.
Oh, absolutely. I love cooking. That's right. That's one of my things.
But yes, man.
It's like making music. You know, look, I made a dish. When was it? A couple of weeks ago, that took 3 days to make.
Marination, baby.
Marination.
I'm starting to understand DPR. He's a man of process.
Yes. You know,
the system, it has a system to it, and it's a process.
That's a fact.
He's good at for his system.
I gotta tell you, one of the things I love about Dave is that he can be, he's very much the same way. That, you know, you can take a kernel of an idea and you can develop it. You can spend so much time, even in one section, what you call a pre-chorus. Like in Don't Disturb This Groove, there's the hang the sign upon the door section.
Yes.
That wasn't originally in the song.
What?
Yeah, though we added
that's like
those
such a key
bars.
Piece. Oh yeah, my God.
It came to my mind.
And then Don't Disturb This Groove.
Yeah, it came to my mind. But wait, why are we saying, why, what else conjugates that thought?
We got David in the building.
Of not disturbing this group.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Totally forgot. I was actually working. It's a funny thing, because when we wrote Don't Disturb This Groove, I used to pride myself in like never having a phone in the studio ever, and only just working. And I was working on Better Half. We have this new song called Better Half, or whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was working on it going, this is great. This is like, I'm really obsessed with like getting these parts right. And then I totally forgot that I had actually existed.
You came in at the right time because he was just saying,
you're my best today. And I've just been working on it all morning since 8 o'clock in the morning here, and I completely spaced. I'm so sorry.
Don't even worry. We're happy to have you here. We know we know you guys are hardworking on your music, for your upcoming album. We're super excited. We can't wait to drop some exclusives. You know, as you guys get situated for running it up. I mean, we're just so excited to have you here. Tell us what you feel about the upcoming album. We were just getting Mike's perspective.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been, what am I feeling about it? I mean, I'm just doing it. You know, I'm just doing it. I mean, it's kind of taken, because it's been like a couple of years that we've been working on it, it's taken on like different sort of, I've had sort of like different attitudes about it at different times and sort of thought about it like a little bit more like trying to like free myself from any kind of feeling that there's something to do different than there ever was, which is a good thing, because it's like, you know, sometimes you just, when you're watching what's happening in the music world and you're listening to the radio a lot, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have to somehow like keep up with these people. And then I have to remind myself that music is something that's been going on. You know, people have been making music for thousands of years probably, but we only know about it for the past few hundred years. And it's not really a process where in 10 or even 20 or 30 years, anything really changes in the way that you do it, except for that maybe people forget some of the details that they could use. And they just, like, for instance, now a lot of people are so obsessed with social media that they kind of think, they'll even say things like, hey, the music is, you know, pretty important, but the most thing is important thing is the presentation of the video that you have, or the way you break it out, like, for other people. And that's not true.
Agreed.
The real details are really, really accomplished when you forget to do an interview like I just did.
You're
concentrating so hard
on that music.
On a few details and notes and words, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, just telling them about
that friction. That's really what it is. It's really about it. And maybe in a way, you know, you have to remind yourself of that every now and then and go like, no, I don't care how many likes I have. I don't care about that. I want to do something that actually will stand the test of time. Like Don't Disprove has for us, thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It's really about quality, not quantity. Right. Because even if you do get that boost, like you hit the Billboard, if you can't produce great quality music, you're not gonna stay for the long haul.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're gonna come and you're gonna go, and it shows in the level of you guys' longevity and the friendship and brotherhood that you've built through the music, through working together so closely. And quite frankly, you've always been ahead of your time when it comes to sound. So you have the ability to just continue to influence and stand out and be unique in the way in which you guys so cohesively do so well, you know?
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you.
David, I was telling them about my obsession with Friction that I worked with like a month.
Right, I know.
My mind, what is this? What are you doing? Hey, come eat.
No, I know. It's the same thing. And that's what I did. I was like just taking so much pride. I was like going, wow, I've been working for like 3 hours straight. I haven't even had a drink of water. This is just like, you know, like, you know, what I used to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, so before you guys came on the show, we were just speaking about like the artistry of what you guys do and the feeling that you guys get with your music and with some of our listeners. Because I've driven around with some of my friends in the car and I put on your music and they looked at your Instagram and they're like, that's really dope how the image that you're pushing, the content you're pushing, and like the reason you're standing up for it was amazing. That's why I wanted a lot of the VPR listeners to just get a hold of with your music. That's why when you joined and you played that song, I was like, that's awesome.
That's great.
Respect to your artistry, man.
That's right. Thank you.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
Still, I'm kind of an idiot for, like, you know, forgetting.
No. You know,
we respect the process. Listen, we're all creators, so we get it. Once you get lost in the groove, like he was saying, hang the sign up on the door, right?
and you touched on a good point by just a lot of artists now focusing on just the presentation when not starting with the base of the music. You get what I'm saying? Right. Now, the ease of the studio being in the house has now opened the doors to a lot of people that just, you know, don't respect the craft and don't study from the roots that they're pulling from. It's just, all right, what can I record today? And let me TikTok. How do you guys feel about just the open access to studios being anywhere and people just pushing out sound that they recorded 30 seconds ago?
Well, yeah.
You know, go ahead.
No, I think it's great. I mean, why not? But we had just had a different tack. David, we were speaking earlier about the two bar section and Don't Disturb the Groove going to the chorus and about bridges, B sections, links, modulations. What?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like kind of, and look, I'll tell you, maybe sometimes that can slow you down because that's why, you know, I listen to some of these songs, there's no changes. And a lot of them are great. But I could tell if they spent a little bit more time either on a lyric or on a, you know, and I really do listen in depth, like almost, you know, analyzing. And I can tell some things were done really quick and, you know, they were recorded really quick and they were mixed really quick. But then you can tell other things were really labored upon. And it was like fine French cooking. You know, it's like hip hop that's cooked with and drank with fine wine, you know. So yeah. I mean, that's just a thing we have from the time we began. We always would analyze the songs and make a demo of the song before we actually, you know, recorded it. So these are, you know, these are just lessons coming up.
You know, there's so many different types of details you can get into. So it's easy sometimes, especially for people who've been doing it for a long time, to sort of minimize the newer details, because there are some details that people don't hear that some of the newer artists are so particular about, like especially effects and a technical effect oriented things. Things you can spend 4 days like trying to get the right reverb on the right word too. Yeah. So it's not that, but also there is a place for actual chord changes and subtlety in chord changes and sections and experimenting with all sorts of other details in order to get that just extra little thing that sets something off and makes it amazing for maybe hundreds of years, which musicians have done. And you still hear them 300 years later.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
It's art. I mean, when you think of Mona Lisa and all of the different artists, the strokes of painting. One of my best friends is an artist and he works on things for months and months and you'll see it coming together. And, you know, 2 months before it's finished, I'll be like, wow, that's beautiful. Is it done? And he's like, nope, not just yet.
Nope.
And then just those fine little touches. You're like, wow. Or even with writing a book or a film. I mean, you have to. I love that you guys are so about those fine details because that's what really makes the difference between like a professional and someone that just does it. You know what I mean? Those fine details, that's what makes you fall in love with a song and sing it over and over again, play it over and over again, a movie, watch it over and over again, because you love the cinematography. You love the way the director took it there or how the plot switches up. You know, it's such a fine and beautiful process. And you guys have definitely, you've come together and made that magic.
Well, let's see if we can do it again. You know what? Like, I feel like we have a lot to live up to in ourselves, and we really do push each other like that. Like, there's no we're going to drop a record. We really, really try really hard to get the core value of the song, to make every part of it better and speak to us first. Because I think we've shown that we have an understanding of what our audience like. We may not have a million followers, you know, but we have a core group of systematics that we call them that are
just, love that name.
I like that. Yeah.
It's like they hang on every note. And believe me, when I get a little inbox from someone and they've discovered something that we created on the Experiment album and ask how we did that, it really gives me strength and pushes me to work even harder
now. Yeah. Because again, that's that quality. You know what I mean? With a million people, you may not even get that same sort of engagement.
That's right.
No, and that's the beautiful thing about really being hands-on with your fans. I know you guys just recently did a performance together. Do you have any more upcoming performances that you're going to be doing, whether virtually or live?
Well, with the release of the album, we're planning something. We're gonna, you know, get something.
Oh, so you're gonna do like an album release event?
Oh well, look, we're taking it one step at a time, but obviously, yeah. We do that. We're gonna have to put something together that's gonna really make it stand out. So first is the music. First comes music. What do they say? First comes love. Then comes
marriage.
Then comes baby carriage.
I love it.
Going old school on you.
Okay. Here's another one. Since you mentioned the Mona Lisa, which is a, you know, people don't talk about that much. There was a song that I wrote a few years ago, and the chorus of the song was, "The greatest love affair started with hello, and the greatest love song started with a note, and the Mona Lisa started with a stroke. That's maybe right. Maybe me and you can be one of those.
Yep. The greatest
idea started with a thought. If I think hard enough, I could win your heart. Because the greatest love story that was ever told could be me and you. You just never know."
Yo, that's the hottest pickup line I've ever heard. How do you turn somebody down?
That is smooth. That was smooth.
I
once got to recite that to Jennifer Lopez to try to convince her to do the song, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just, she was right there, but Puffy was right there, too. So it was like,
nice. Weird. Listen, that's intense. That's
deep. Yeah, the system, man. Amazing.
I love that. For real. Give it up to you guys.
Definitely.
Guys, oh, man.
And please make sure you give them where they can follow you guys at. So at least all of our followers, viewers, they know where to follow you guys at also. So they're listening now.
Yes, please. Where can they find the music? Will they be going to get it directly from your website, thesystemmusic.com, or will they be downloading it?
Yeah, it's going to be available on all platforms. We're going to make sure it's available everywhere. So, right. But you can get us. You can check us at I'm the System Mick on Instagram, and we're the System Music on Facebook and Instagram. And David, yours is?
It's David Frank, The System. Yeah, and it's The System fan page on Facebook. The System fan page, right? Isn't that what it's called, Mike?
Yep.
Yes, and right. You guys can actually go and follow along because they are right. Actively on our feed right now. So make sure you go and like that page and engage and
Definitely. Keep
with these guys and see what they're up to and, you know, maybe get some snippets of the album and get some insider stuff. Get up in there and show your support and love.
See, here's one right here. See, Mike, I was just adding a bridge to Better Half. Here's a snippet right here. All right, that's all you get.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm excited. What song is that?
That's better. Well,
it's a weapon. But
okay, I thought it was Better Half or the math. That's a good okay. Whatever it's called.
I like it. I'm excited. I love that beat too. Exclusive snippets here only on VPR Radio with Mike Murphy. We are so excited.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks very much.
You guys really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Kiana?
Yes.
We'll be waiting.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be waiting. Make sure you guys go and follow them. Repeat your IG one more time. I want everybody to make sure that you go and follow these gentlemen. Mike, what's your Instagram?
I'm the System Mick on IG, and we're the System Music on IG.
Yep. And David?
And I'm David Frank, the System on IG, and David Frank on Facebook, and the System fan page on Facebook.
Perfect. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sorry I was late. Music.
We don't want to halt you any longer. We'll let you get back in the lab and get back to cooking and chefing it up, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
VPR Radio. We love what we do here every Thursday.
Amazing.
Amazing interview. The conversation pieces that me and you were having even early on in the show, guys, make sure you wind that back, listen to that. I really enjoyed having a conversation with you, Kiana.
Oh, so much fun. I love that we got that exclusive. We got the exclusive snippet. That's a sexy sound.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, no funny. You know, Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake?
Yeah.
And I was hearing it, like the snare, and I was just like, oh, from what I hear, I'm just like, I like the nostalgic feel, and I love the fit. VPR.
We hear music differently the same way you're hearing every little element.
Yeah, and I'm pulling from it, and I'm getting to where I need to be. But VPR, thank you to all our listeners, streamers. We got to come up with a cool VPR name. You know what I'm saying? Like for our thing that we have here for our people.
What? Oh, for our followers?
Yeah, we really should. You know, they are the family. Y'all family, but we are family.
Well, let's ask them what they want to be called. What do you guys want to be called? The VPR followers, our VPR audience, our guys that love, you know, the systems. We're talking about their systematics, which I love.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's sick. Bro.
But definitely, guys, make sure you tune in every Thursday. Make sure you follow the beautiful at Kiana the Goddess. And of course, why not follow at DJ Famine?
Please follow DJ Famine, who keeps us on tilt every single week. Again, if you guys want to get your music on our show, if you want to get an interview, you can email us directly at vpr.radio@gmail.com. Please only send us MP3s. Do not send us the large WAV files. We don't want it. Don't send us links. We're not clicking. Okay? Make sure you send us the MP3 files. We appreciate you. Maisha, shout out to our girl. She said they should be called the VPers. I think that's cute.
I like that.
We're going to hold a little, we should hold like a little contest. What do you think? Whoever wins, we like give them a VPR sweatshirt or something like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
We got merch, by the way. Check our IG link. We got that merch, y'all.
Feel me? You see the merch, guys? Please give me support. It's all love. And for the positive way that we normally leave the show, I want to say to you guys, thank you to the System and their great energy, professionals, nevertheless. And it's awesome having you guys on the show. I want to say thank you to Kiana the Goddess. Of course, without her, it's going to be possible, of course, too. Thank you to all of our live streamers and our VPers? We're going to work on it. All right, just make sure you're doing the VPR.
Shout out to Asante Works PR and Maisha. Yeah. Without her, we would not have them here. 100%. That's why it's so important to have these amazing people around you. I'm very happy to have some incredible people in the industry that support us and that support our movement so that we do get these types of level of incredible guests. And I just want to tell everyone, keep going. I know 2020 and 2021 even has come in a little bit hard, but beyond the presidency and everything else that's going on in your life, keep going, stay focused, and you'll get there, I promise you, okay? So keep working hard, and next week we'll be right back here with the amazing T Money, big friends of the show. Yo, that's family right there. Shout out to T Money.
It's about to be a dope episode. Don't miss it. I promise you.
Don't miss it, man.
Make sure you're in it. Trust me. Later.
It's going to be fun. Bye, guys. Stay safe.